for anybody who lives in Chicago, winter can be brutal. But for runners, it's especially brutal. So they look forward to every year the start of running season, which is marked with the Shamrock Shuffle.
Today is the 38th annual Shamrock Shuffle.
38th running of the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle. Great Chicago tradition. Continues the rite of spring, kickoff to the running season. So we're looking forward to a great day today.
The race also serves as the official kickoff to the Chicago Marathon season, since training for the marathon, which is in October, begins in just weeks. Race director Carrie Pinkowski has been doing this for quite a while.
Neat. So how long have you been directing this race, particularly?
A long time. I'd have to do the math. I think I started in the early 90s, 93 or 94. So we've come a long way. It's really developed.
So what's the biggest change that Carrie Pinkowski's seen in all of the years he's directed this race?
Very simple. Women. Women, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, was primarily a men's event. There are more women running today than men. There's about 60% of our participants are women. So women are out here in force.
The Lauded Race brings people from all over the country and all over the world.
We do have teams from Arizona. We have some teams from New York that are in the Deloitte Elite Competition. But there are some international people up front. Steven Sambu from Kenya, our defending champion. We've got about 50 teams that are raising money this morning. It's also a great vehicle to kick off the training and awareness and for runners from the Chicagoland area to familiarize themselves with the charity program.
Bank of America athletic events have always been a huge source of revenues for local and national charities. In fact, Immerman's Angels, a local charity that's been in existence for about 11 years, had a strong presence at this year's event. CEO Ben Bornstein tells us why it's so important to them.
Yeah, so our mission is to make sure nobody faces cancer alone. So what we do is we match up cancer fighters and caregivers to somebody who's actually beaten that very same cancer disease. We've done it now 34,000 times in all 50 states and 60 countries. Here, right here in Chicago. This is my first race, an 8K Shamrock Shuffle, battling to make sure nobody faces cancer alone.
While typical races might be a 5K or a 10K, the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle is an 8K, which equates to 4.97 miles.
So we have a lot of endurance events. We do the Chicago Marathon. We have 230 runners this year, New York Marathon, and we have our own 5K called the Brunch Run coming up in June.
This isn't the first time that Matthew Logan of Immerman's Angels has participated in an event to fundraise for charity.
10 marathons, about 20 half marathons, 20, 25, and I don't know how much money, maybe in excess of $15,000, but I've also recruited countless runners, so I would, between contacts I've made, well over $100,000, I would say.
The race isn't just open to adults. Kids are seen all over running with their parents.
Runners, to your marks, get set, and let's go for the 38th annual Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle.